All right, so we've been telling you about where we're broadcasting live from this morning at the Young Professionals Seminar that's taking place here at the Protea Hotel Fire and Ice in Menlyn. Now, South Africa is facing a huge shortage of technical skills in the built environment. This is the result of a number of factors, including an aging skills set, the low thought put on technical qualifications and professional registration. So the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure is responding to this through the Young Professionals Program, which seeks to build internal capacity in the department, the state and the industry as a whole. We're now joined by Bennis Swartz, who's the Deputy Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure. Deputy Minister, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
How dire is the shortage of the technical skills in the built environment?
It is very dire because as South Africa, we have got a shortage of professionals. And even at Public Works itself, we are running these programs because we want to build our own internal capacity. In the past, as government, you'd get the best professionals within government and especially within Public Works. But most engineers and quantity surveyors, architects and everybody else, because of the salary that government offers vis-a-vis the private sector, and obviously people wanting to go overseas because of the lucrative packages, we also have professionals going overseas to go and look for jobs there. But I think that also it's also a matter of grooming young professionals from a very young age, with us running our bursary scheme program from grade 10, having partnerships with the secondary schools up until they reach grade 12, and then obviously us offering them a bursary and then also taking them through vacations while they are in the higher learning institutions, so that they get to understand that citizenship is very important and why we need to have professionals within government and within public works in particular. Because as public works, we are the landlord of government and we are the one who become the bulk infrastructure rollout for government as public works. We then become the department that needs a lot of professionals under us.
Yeah.
Now, under public works, we also have the Council for the Built Environment. The Council for the Built Environment has all the professional councils under it, which is the Council for Engineers, the Council for Quantity Surveyors, the Council for Architects, and the Council for all the different engineering aspects under ICSA, which is the Council for Engineering. Now, today, the cadets that we have here are cadets. It will take them around 3 to 5 years to become professionals and actually register, depending on which a profession they are studying, whether to be an engineer, whether to be a quantity surveyor, whether to be an architect, a land surveyor.
Yeah.
We have professionals that even have studied under horticulture who are professionals now and are registered.
Yeah.
When they started with us, they just started in high school, which means that in grade 10. So we have those.
Oh, you stick around with them throughout the whole process until registration?
Up until registration.
How do you keep them though? Because after registration, you talk about salary disparities between what government offers and the private sector. How do you make your salaries competitive so that once you get to that registration process, you're not easily losing them to the private sector?
That is what we are working on now. We are working on programs because they go through vacation programs. They were doing that even before. But I think that the turnaround strategy that we are having as a DPWI is that we must not lose these professionals because of the number of consultants that government has been using. Now, to get out of that, we are building our own internal capacity. We are looking at having two floors, three floors. When you walk into DPWI, you must be able to get a floor that on the fourth floor, the fifth floor, the sixth floor is where you find our professionals. So that we do not depend for everything that we do as government on consultants, which I think now is the gap that we are closing, that we can't for everything that we do in government. When we want an architect, we must look for them as a consultant. When we want an engineer, we must go and look for consultants. we must have our own internal capacity, which is what we are building through these programs. In January, we gave 100 bursaries to qualifying beneficiaries throughout all the 9 provinces. So they are studying at different institutions. They're at UJ, they're at WITS, they're at those institutions currently. So those professionals that we are grooming now, we are going to drag them to vocations. During school holidays, they come and work at public works so that they get used to the environment. And that is how we are going to get them used as to what happens at government, how do you work at government, so that by the time they graduate, by the time they register, they are able to appreciate. Because, by the way, the bursaries that we give them are full bursaries for tuition, for accommodation. We even give them pocket money. That's how far our bursary goes.
Yeah.
So they must be able to appreciate that what government has given them, they must give back. So we are grooming Tinswalos.
Yeah.
So that is why today we are saying that we are celebrating the Tinswalos that we have built, that they come from poor backgrounds in the rural areas. And the people that we give bursaries are not from private schools. They are from ordinary government schools in the different provinces in the rural areas. So they must be able to appreciate at the end of the day that this is what government...
How do people apply?
What happens is that the different schools, we go to the different schools in all the provinces, and we start building relationships. We start having road shows at the schools, and that is how we actually encourage these learners that when they choose subjects, they must choose maths and science. So that is how far the relationship goes.
Okay.
So they know the faces of the officials at public works from they are in grade 10 right up until from grade 8 right up until grade 12. So when they get the opportunity to start choosing subjects, they already know what it is to be a professional, how important maths and science is. So they get monitored throughout by our officials in the different schools. So that is why when we give the bursaries, we have all the principals from the different schools who participate in the program.
All right. Benny Swartz, Deputy Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you very much.